Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radol. Minnesota's new paid leave program allows new moms and dads to take time off with their babies and not have to worry about losing their jobs. Alex Fitzsimmons is with the Minnesota Children's Defense Fund.
Paid leave ensures all families, no matter their race, income, or job type, can be present for the first coos and cries, the first smiles and tummy times, and the first sibling interactions that follow birth. This is a powerful evidence-based program, a powerful step forward to a Minnesota where every baby has the opportunity to grow up healthy, safe, and loved.
Meanwhile, most Minnesota Republicans do not support the state's new paid leave law. GOP candidate for Governor Scott Jensen says the program costs too much.
I don't think people realize it. In order for that program to be administered, the state of Minnesota is hiring approximately 400 full-time employees. And it's all government funded. And Minnesota got along for 100 years plus without that additional cost.
Jensen says less than 2% of Minnesota businesses have 400 or greater employees. Minnesota workers can take paid leave to be with their baby, recover from an illness, or care for a loved one. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development says nearly 12,000 Minnesotans have applied for paid leave since applications opened earlier this week. A Minnesota Court of Appeals judge has been sentenced after pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated in Steele County. Judge Renee Work will serve 1 year of supervised probation, complete community service, undergo a chemical dependency evaluation, and pay a fine. The sentence follows a November 29th incident in Owatonna where Work's vehicle was found stuck in a snowbank. Authorities say her blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. Thursday afternoon, emergency crews responded to a vehicle-train collision in Coon Rapids. The driver, identified as Sarah Barber, 43, of Coon Rapids, had stopped on the tracks and was struck by a freight train. The Department of Homeland Security launched an immigration crackdown in Minnesota in 2025.
Operation Metro Surge targets the state's Somali community.
They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care.
Federal agents have been met by protesters.
We are here and we are stronger than ICE.
One video shows officers dragging a woman in the street. Some Somali citizens report being detained.
He dragged me outside through the snow while I was handcuffed, restrained, helpless, and he pushed me to the ground, and he put me in a chokehold.
Under any law and under the United States Constitution, you can't tackle somebody because they look Somali.
Officials say they're going after the worst criminal aliens.
Under the leadership of Mayor Fry, under the leadership of Governor Walz, more violent crimes are being perpetuated in these communities.
If we continue on this present trajectory, somebody is gonna get killed.
And that is part of our year that was.